This is Dakota Datebook for August 27th. The word museum comes from the Greek word museion, which translates to seat of the muses. In classical Greece and Rome, a museum was not a building, but a meeting place to discuss and share ideas. Contemporary museums are also a place to share ideas, yet by different means. By housing and interpreting material objects, museums preserve cultural heritage. On this date in 1919, the Devil's Lake World and Interocean newspaper reported that Melvin R. Gilmore, curator for the State Historical Society of North Dakota, had returned to Bismarck with a unique and rare collection of artifacts, 7 clay cuneiform tablets from ancient Babylonia. Dating from 2350 to 2100 BC, they are mostly business records from the Ur dynasty, covering the region of present-day Iraq and Syria. Among the tablets was a tax list from the ancient city of Uma, obtained by the University of Chicago's Archaeology Department between 1903 and 1906. It was purchased by the State Historical Society for the sum of $4 from Edgar J. Banks. Banks was an American diplomat, traveling archaeologist, novelist, professor, and antiquarian enthusiast. The fictional character of the dashing archaeologist Indiana Jones was primarily modeled after Banks. While working at the American Consul in Baghdad, Banks traveled extensively to surrounding archaeological sites. While there, he collected many small cuneiform tablets and brought them back to the U.S. He then sold them to libraries, universities, theological seminaries, and museums across the country. North Dakota State Museum was one of these purchasers. Ancient cuneiform tablets were a curious choice for the State Museum. Curator Gilmore came to the State Historical Society of North Dakota in 1916 with a background in ethnobiology. His research specialized in the Native American use of plants, focusing in particular on the tribes of the Upper Missouri River Basin. What motivated Gilmore to collect objects from ancient Babylon is unknown. However, collecting antiquities is from a bygone era of archaeological practice. Contemporary museums would not purchase them. Today, the State Historical Society's mission is to identify, preserve, interpret, and promote the heritage of North Dakota and its people. The ancient Babylonian tablets remain within the State Historical Society of North Dakota's collections and were last displayed in 2001. They are among thousands of historical objects preserved at the Seat of the Muses, found next to the State Capitol Building in Bismarck. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Maria Witham. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.